My name is Brian Collins, and this is what new writers need to know about fear. Do you want to become a writer? When I was in my early 20s, I did too. I told people I wanted to write a book, but there was just one problem. I wasn't writing anything. I believed I wasn't ready to write, and I needed some anointed mentor to pull me aside and say, "Brian, now is your time." I became jealous of the success of people around me and grew sick of my lack of progress. So I joined a fiction and non-fiction writing workshop in Dublin. On the second evening, the instructor said every student had to submit a short story. I was afraid. I hadn't written a short story in years, but I didn't want the class or the instructor to notice. A writer in a writing class who doesn't write is a fraud. I went home and I wrote. I wrote that night and the night after that, and I wrote until I finished my first short story. It was terrible. The instructor told me this later, but that didn't matter. I had taken the first step towards facing my fear of writing. So here are four common fears everyone who wants to become a writer faces and how you can overcome them. Fear number one, I don't know where to start. Starting is tough. For years I couldn't start. I'd open up my word processor and then switch to my internet browser for research. I'd answer my email or see if there was something I wanted to buy on Amazon. Afterwards I'd check my bank balance and feel depressed. It went on like this until I disappeared down a rabbit hole of meaningless internet searches and doing anything but the most important work of every writer. Then I learned how to create triggers for writing. These include brewing coffee, setting a timer for how long I want to write, and disconnecting from the internet. My routine for becoming a writer involves doing this at the same time each evening or morning. As a reward, I browse the internet, watch a movie, or exercise after I write. It's a ritual and it means I need not think about the act of starting. To the outsider, this ritual looks boring, but it helps me write, and that's more exciting than anything else I could do with my free time. How to face this fear. If you're having trouble starting, remember, it's your job to turn up and do the work. The author Stephen Pressfield writes in The War of Art, "We're facing dragons too, fire-beating griffins of the soul, whom we must outfight and outwit to reach the treasure of ourself in potential and to release the maiden who was God's plan and destiny for ourselves and the answer to why we're put on this planet. Once you've learned how to turn up, consider it a victory to write for 10 minutes without getting distracted. The next day, aim for 15 minutes. The day after, write for 20 minutes. Let these small personal victories accumulate over time and you will become a writer." Fear number two, who am I to write? I've written two books, including A Handbook for the Productive Writer and a collection of short stories. I am nobody. While writing the former, I was afraid others would say, "What right do you have to explain how to be productive?" I still think that. I also knew I'd spend hours researching productivity methods and studying how artists work and create and write, and I'd read dozens of books by authors explaining how they work and write, and I knew enough to organize my thoughts into a book. Even though I am nobody, I gave myself permission to write a book, because writers, new writers, must start somewhere. How to face this fear. Give yourself permission to write. If this is difficult, remind yourself that everyone who wants to become a writer must start somewhere, and now, today is your time. Helen Keller wrote the story of her life at age 22. Anne Frank wrote her autobiography when she was just 15. Franz Kafka finished his first novel in his 20s. These are extreme examples, but I am an extreme person. Are you? Fear number three, I can't finish. Finishing is harder than starting. When I was in my mid-20s, I spent years struggling to finish anything. I wrote dozens of short stories and abandoned them. I thought of articles I wanted to write for newspapers. I researched them and then I never finished them. There wasn't any one moment when I learned how to finish my work and become a writer. Instead, I got a job as a journalist writing for a newspaper. There, I had to finish my articles by a deadline because if I didn't, the editor would fire me. I know this because he called me into his office after I missed the deadline and told me so. I stopped polishing my articles until they were perfect and I finished them. On more than one occasion, my editor sent the articles back to me saying I'd left out an important paragraph or my introduction needed reworking. This criticism made me want to quit. On other occasions, the sub-editors of the paper reworked my article entirely. Having my work been taken apart like this was brutal, but at least I was getting paid to write. I learned from their candid feedback and I learned by finishing what I'd started to write. How to face this fear. If you're having trouble finishing your work, set artificial deadlines and then stick to them. Enter contests and submit your articles to magazines or to websites when these deadlines elapse. Make a public commitment to a group of people that you trust. Start a blog. As you get into the habit of finishing your work, you will win more opportunities to gain feedback about it. The former will give you the confidence to keep writing, and the latter will help you become a better writer. You will become a better writer by finishing what you started. Fear number four, they'll judge me. I don't like writing or publishing posts like this. They're hard work and they're more personal than a guide or a simple review. I almost deleted this post several times before I hit publish. What's to enjoy about revealing a job didn't work out, that I was lazy or my work failed? Stephen King made me do it. In his book on writing, he says, write with the door closed, rewrite with the door open. So I could lock myself in a room and write about a caretaker of a hotel who goes insane and tries to kill his family. I could explain how to overcome the inertia of perfectionism. I could write about rejection. How to face this fear. Spend more time creating than consuming. Show the world what you created and then let them judge it in all its ugly imperfections. Respond if you need to and move on. It's better to be judged than to be ignored. Look, people are going to reject you, but that doesn't matter. I was rejected 3 times over the past week. I contacted 5 authors I admire with interview requests. 4 of them said no. I asked several podcasting experts for their advice for a guest blog post I'm working on, and 1/2 of them didn't reply. And I pitched guest posts at 3 big blogs, 2 of which said no. These rejections are normal experiences. To become a writer, rejection waits for you at the beginning, in the middle, and at the end of your work. It goes where you go. But know that everybody who succeeds gets rejected. By turning up and creating, you cut through your fear of writing. Even if some people reject your work, others will embrace it. The next website you pitch may accept your ideas. You could win the next contest. Your next interview request may be granted. To become a writer, you must write today. You must write now. You must write like your life depends on it. Because it does.